Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm James Mason. Newcastle are said to be among the clubs that are keeping tabs on Derby County midfielder Jason Knight. It is said the Rams could reluctantly cash in on the 20-year-old amid their deep financial troubles. Knight, who made 43 appearances last season in the Championship, is currently sidelined with an ankle injury, which has left him wearing a protective boot. Although the player is not expected to return to action until later this year, Newcastle and Burnley are said to be two of the clubs monitoring his situation. Meanwhile, Newcastle are said to be showing an interest in Manchester United defender Axel Tuenzebe. It is becoming increasingly likely that Tuenzebe will leave Old Trafford this summer, as he has just 1 year left on his contract. The Red Devils don't want to lose him on a free transfer, so they are willing to listen to offers for him. It is said that Newcastle are in the race for his signature, however they do face stiff competition from Aston Villa. And finally, Newcastle have reportedly been offered the chance to sign Mariano Diaz before the window shuts. With the departures of Andy Carroll and Yoshinori Muto, the St James's Park club look awfully light in attack. And now it is being claimed that they have been offered the opportunity to sign Diaz, and they are interested in signing the Real Madrid marksman. Although the 28-year-old is not their priority at the moment, Steve Bruce is keeping tabs on him as the transfer window progresses. However, there are some worries for Newcastle in trying to sort out a deal for Diaz. Firstly, the transfer fee that Los Blancos are said to be asking for, which is around £20 million, and also the wages that Diaz is on, as he currently earns around £150,000 per week. That's all for now. We'll have more later.